Salmon are an integral part of our shared history in California. That's what Governor Gavin Newsom said in launching the California Salmon Strategy. It's a multi-agency action plan that aims to restore the state's iconic fish from extinction in an age of climate extremes. Most of the ventures will be coordinated by California's Natural Resources Agency. Secretary Wade Crowfoot hosted a webinar discussing the strategy. In relating the awesome journey that salmon make from mountain streams to the Pacific Ocean and back, he underscored that salmon survival is critical to the state's future.
We consider salmon a keystone species. Keystone species meaning such an important species to its ecosystem that it helps shape, even define that ecosystem.
Projects throughout the state will cost $2.9 billion. It's driven by the state's voluntary agreements with participating farmers. The state will pay farmers not to plant crops, allowing more water for nature. Mostly, it's 35,000 acres of rice in the Sacramento Valley. Water districts will also pitch in. Flow management and riparian habitat restoration is expected to create an extra 824,000 acre-feet of water flowing through the Bay Delta to help restore waterways that were once abundant in salmon. Chuck Bonham leads the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says research shows 70% of the state's historic salmon populations are in decline.
Salmon are magical. They have been since the beginning of time. We have a moment in time right now where we can do something about a decline that's been playing out since the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. What we've seen is a decline of populations in salmon, particularly in California, since that time.
The state has already partnered with the Yurok tribe and environmental groups to restore floodplain habitat on Prairie Creek in Humboldt County. Salmon are an essential part of life, culture, and ecological balance for the Yurok people. Tribal Vice Chair Frankie Myers drove home that point with a personal story.
In my family, my great aunt Queen was by the river, speaking with Rewa, one of the spirits that live in the river, and showing her the connectedness the river has with the salmon and our people. And he told her, if there ever comes a day when there's no more salmon in the river, there'll be no more need for Yurok people here on Earth, no more need for humans here in this place. And that's a story that continues to get handed down. And what we're supposed to learn from that is that salmon are a keystone species to our ecosystem, an ecosystem that it turns out we're a part of.
Ecosystem restoration and expansion has already begun. The Yurok and other tribes are closely watching the dismantling of four dams on the Klamath River, the largest dam removal effort in American history. It will free up more than 400 miles of habitat for salmon and other species. Two PG&E dams on the Eel River will also be taken down, letting that important river flow freely again. Chuck Bonham said another goal for salmon survival depends on protecting water quality and flows in key rivers at the right times. It's a holistic approach.
Salmon moving around freely from strongholds like the Klamath to the Trinity to the Mattole, all the way down to Central and Southern California in the Central Valley, their ability to move itself is an adaptation strategy to deal with climate change. But you got to combine with it restoring our landscape. We've disconnected a lot of our floodplains from our rivers. We need to reconnect them again and do much more. But if you restore passage and you restore habitat and you don't do anything on the waterfront, both quantity and quality, it's all for naught.
Commercial fishing has taken a big hit in recent years because of inadequate water flows, triggering water quality problems like algae blooms that impact salmon and a wide range of other species. Climate warming has amplified those conditions. Water management decisions by state and federal agencies have also degraded salmon populations in the Bay Delta and the Pacific Ocean. George Bradshaw, a fisherman from Crescent City, says adequate water flow levels are crucial to salmon's success.
Fisheries are solely dependent on the fall run and fall run production. Climate change, heating of the climate, not enough flows at the right time, has taken its toll on the fall run in the Central Valley. And, diversifying that hatchery portfolio gives us the ability to combat that change.
Some fishing and environmental groups are critical of the plan, especially the voluntary agreements with agribusiness. The Golden Gate Salmon Association called the plan smoke and mirrors that will not protect the iconic fish into the future. Even the Federal Environmental Protection Agency cast doubt on the viability of the plan. Removing dams, restoring floodplains, and improving hatcheries will produce important advances for salmon survival. But experts say the key will be managing river flows so that the salmon are the priority. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.